There are high hopes the scenic Tairi Gorge railway line can return to its former glory as a tourist magnet. The Dunedin City Council voted yesterday to stave off the demise of Dunedin Railways, operator of the famous rail journey, which was mothballed last year after the pandemic hit. Lyle Kelp is a rail enthusiast who's worked on the Tairi Gorge train and had become worried one of the country's most spectacular experiences was nearing the end of the line. He joins us now. Welcome to the program, Lyle.
Yes, good morning.
So does this mean the railway line is now saved, or is it not quite that simple?
Essentially, it is saved. However, the council has called for further advice on a valid business model, which not only focuses on just an economic return, but also focuses on a strategic plan which covers the social value and the community well-being to Dunedin and also to the wider communities of Dunedin City, such as Middlemarch, Waitete and Port Chalmers.
Well, look, I confess, I've been on it. It was absolutely beautiful when I went for a travel. But for those who haven't had a chance to go on it, can you describe what that trip's like?
Well, yes, certainly. The main part of the journey is up through the Tairi Gorge, which is highly spectacular, especially the top end of the gorge. Tairi Gorge journey and the seaside have been lauded as a world-class scenic journey, one of the top 10 journeys in the world. So that journey goes up right up through to Pukerangi, which is roughly 58 kilometres out from Dunedin. And sometimes we also travelled right through to Middlemarch, which that took a 4 days excursion. The other part of the journey that we do is through to Waitete, which is along the north line. And Waitete, of course, is situated on Blueskin Bay. So both journeys are extremely popular with the travelling public.
I can well understand why. So you and other supporters of the railway line, did you have to do a lot of lobbying with the City Council to persuade them that it was definitely worth saving?
Well, yes, certainly. I was a member of the RMTU, the Rail Marine Transport Union, and we brought up a campaign to keep Dunedin Rail rolling. We have our own Facebook page. So we gathered a lot of help from the local community, and we accepted by the council as an entity for putting our views forward on saving rail. So it was a very successful campaign. Of course, people of Dunedin really love their train as an iconic feature of the Dunedin landscape. Nobody really wanted the train to go, so it was a combination really of the union pressure, I should say, and also people of Dunedin as well following us.
Well, hopefully the gorge train will continue. That was Lyle Kelp. Thank you very much for your time with us this morning.